Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The Bert Show.
There's certainly been an uptick in discrimination against short people. I mean, I'm seeing it all the freaking time. It's hard to numb it out. And here we go again. Tinder coming after us, quote unquote. I can't call myself a king in any way, shape, or form. Short guys.
There's now a feature on Tinder where you can be very height specific. So, found an article. And 6 years ago, apparently Tinder did an April Fool's prank about adding a height verification feature where you couldn't put in like what your height was. Like you actually had to stand and it was going to measure you. And Tinder was going to like specify your height. So you couldn't catfish women into saying you were 6 foot when you were really 5'3". Okay. So that was an April Fool's prank. However, there is a new feature. And the Tinder spokesperson said this is part of a broader effort to help people connect more intentionally. And you can go on there and you can take a little slider and put your height preference. This is a premium feature. And people have big feelings about said feature. And there is one consistent thing that keeps getting thrown out. And that people are upset about. One person on social media said justice for all our, you know, for all us short kings. And another says it's so hypocritical that men are demonized for having preferences, but it's okay for women. And then other people are saying, could you imagine if they had a weight scale on there and you could choose how much you wanted a woman to weigh?
I agree with that last thing.
There's a lot to chew on.
Cassie's, you said chew on, and then we were talking about weight.
Not intentional.
As a short dude, I'm 5'4". This doesn't bother me at all. You got preferences, man. I mean, some people like to date tall people. Some people like to date short people. And what is dating? It's all about time, man. So if you have a filter on there, it's no different to me than my Airbnb. When I put a filter on what kind of Airbnb I'm looking for, that's my preference. And the Airbnb doesn't say to me, hey, we don't have a pool. You can't stay here. It's really no different, man. You're saving me time and you're saving you time. I got no problem with this at all.
Yeah, all I'm saying, if you're the type of person to pay $19.99 per month because you don't want to go out with a guy under 5'10", like, then I think this feature is for those people. Everyone else is just going to be doing the same thing, looking at the fact that you've said 6 foot and I know you're 5'10".
Right.
You're not surprising me anymore. We've known the game.
I saw a TikTok the other day that said there is no person in the world that is 5'10".
Or 5'11". 5'11 is a fake number.
Right. 5'11 is 5'10".
I went out with a guy this week and he said he's 5'10". And I'm like, no, I know I'm rolling up and about to see a 5'7 shorty baddie. Like,
yeah, I can't tell short men how to feel, but I don't really think this is much ado about anything. I just think preferences should be preferences on both sides of the field. Like you said, it is a double standard to where when men have preferences, it seems to be, I guess, accepted differently. But I really really do just think on either side. It's just a preference, and no one should be offended.
Well, let's go down this road for a second. Let's say it was a weight preference. Let's say that was a real thing. Let's say Tinder's like, okay, we hear you guys. There's now going to be a weight preference, and we're going to have a filter on that. How would you feel about it?
The thing is weight so like, if I'm a 5'11 girl who weighs 140, that quote-unquote looks a lot different than someone who's my height and 140. So I almost feel like the logistics don't work out. But in a world where I understand what you're saying, if you could filter out like BMI or someone's body shape or whatever, I don't know why that feels different. And I think it's just because women are used to men lying about their height. And because it is a preference that you show up and you're like, oh, you're a completely different height than what you put on your profile.
You're going to say it or am I going to say it?
What? Women what? Lie about their weight too.
But if you have a photo, there's only so much I can do to be like, yeah, this is how I, like, this is just how I look. You know what I mean? Like, whether I'm 115 or 125 or 135 or whatever.
It can also depend on what era of life that photo was from.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah,
and what Facetune you put on it.
Can
we all just admit that when you make that type of preference, and can people just own, it's a shallow preference to have.
Yeah, for sure. Absolutely.
And so I think, like, if you want to have that preference, you can have that preference, but just own the fact that that's a really shallow preference, and you're probably eliminating some really quality people because you're not choosing to you know, get to know them for their character rather than just their physical appearance.
I think the thing that hits me on this is, like, I'm older than most of the guys that are seeing a lot of this stuff on Tinder or in the algorithms on Instagram and stuff like that. And I think when you're younger and you're trying to date and you're already insecure. Look, I am still insecure about my height at my age, and I got everything that I want in life. I got a woman that loves me. I got healthy kids. I love my career. I got everything I want. And I am still insecure about my height. It's so different when you're at a young age because it's debilitating. So the amount that it's in your face right now for like 19-year-olds, 18-year-olds, 17-year-olds is concerning to me because it's such a different time now than it was when I was short. It's a built-in insecurity, and now it's in your face all the time.
I get it. And it's kind of like a stock joke that people use. It's like, oh, I only date tall guys over 6'2". And I'm guilty. I use this joke all the time. But I think it's important to realize that it's just that. It's a joke that people will lean into. It's not necessarily a reflection of complete reality.
Yeah, a lot of my friends who are short are constantly talking about my height, and I never really got why until they really had to break it down to me. Like, this is something I've dealt with my entire life. Like, yeah. You wouldn't understand. I hear this everywhere I go. If I'm out, if I'm trying to talk to a woman, I'm always hearing that I'm short, and I feel like they cannot change it, mm-hmm. So they shouldn't have to deal with being shamed for it.
I saw it again, and I don't know how we make it happen, but there was a video of a same height party. So you find out who the tallest person is who's going to be at the party, and everybody gets like these platforms to stand on that makes everybody the exact same height, and it is fascinating. I don't know where, and they're like these really light foam platforms that you strap to your shoes, and everybody's walking around and just looking at each other in the eyes. But it was fascinating.
As a short guy, I can tell you that the longest leap you will ever make is coming off that foam ramp, because then we have this sushi place right here, Sushi Nami.
Yeah.
Have you guys been there and been to the bar?
Yeah. Well, yeah, the chairs are kind of high. Yeah,
the chairs are so high in there.
I never noticed that, but they are.
For a guy that's 5'4", man, I like need help getting into them.
Right? Is it like climbing Mount Kilimanjaro?
Jumping off the chair at the bar is not sexy.
Man, I'm telling you, seriously.
Oh my God,
have you seen that Kevin Hart special where he's sitting on the stool and he's swinging his legs?
Every time I'm in that place, and again, I have a girlfriend that's fairly short also, but every time I'm in that place, I think when I climb my way up onto that chair, that if I was on a first date and she comes in after me and I'm sitting there, no matter how much I had to pee, I would never go get off that chair.
Get it? The Burt Show.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.